Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So not only are mushrooms good for the immune system, and we just covered some of the cardiovascular benefits of mushrooms, and now we're going to move into another major problem for people today, and that's sleep issues and insomnia. Mushrooms may be able to play a role there as well. I'm here with Dr. Sandra Carter. She's a PhD, and also Steve Farrar, who is a mycologist, the mushroom extraordinaire, and they belong to a group called the Mushroom Matrix, and they have a website, mushroommatrix.com. And before we go on to the sleep issues with mushroom, I wanted to talk about how we should be cooking mushrooms. And I think, Steve, you can answer this question, but is there a better way to cook mushrooms? Do I need to worry about overdoing it and losing some of the nutrients? What do you think?
It's up to taste. You definitely want to cook the mushrooms you get from the produce end of the aisle. It is the nutrient content. You don't want to overcook them, but some are definitely better browned and cooked really well. Some species they take quite a bit of preparation, generally, you want to heat them to increase the bioavailability and up to a point. You don't want boiling them is generally not the best way, but in oil and or baking them even can be a good way of.
And so when people saute them a lot too, is that's not going to get too hot and lose some of the nutrients when they're sauteed? I think that's probably how most people consume mushrooms, right? Is in a saute, is that an issue for losing nutrients?
Not appreciably. You have to cook them somehow, and that's as good as way in any. And it's effective as long as you don't overdo it, and it's fine. You're going to be preserved most of them. Some of the vitamins might be broken out a little bit, some of the enzymes, but it's good.
Let's move on to the sleep issues now.
The medicinal qualities of beta-glucans and antioxidants are generally very heat stable.
Okay. All right. So it's really not much of an issue. Which is good because, you know, with some foods, I think when we overdo it, we lose some of the nutrients. But with mushrooms, we're good to go. Let's go into the sleep problems. You know, as a medical doctor, I got to tell you, one of the most common complaints that I hear is insomnia, sleep issues. And maybe not even insomnia, just not restful sleep. And I know that you guys are proponents of certain mushroom species that can help with this. So how big of a part does or can mushrooms play with people with sleep issues?
Well, I'll touch upon it real quick and then turn it over to Dr. Carter. Again, it's kind of a multifactorial sort of way the mushrooms could potentially help. Their adaptogenic properties by helping to reduce, help you better manage stress. They tend to help with digestion quite a bit, and digestive issues can really interfere with sleep, both by virtue of their prebiotic beneficial effect on the probiotic organisms. There's enzymes in the mushrooms that can help with digestion. They can help modulate inflammation that sometimes can interfere with digestion. Also, just going back to the cardiovascular effects, if you're feeling better and you've got better blood flow and better energy levels, you're going to exercise more. And then if you're better exercised, generally you sleep better as well. You have any thoughts, Sandra?
I'll just add to that. The cordyceps mushroom, which is native to Tibet, actually helps increase oxygenation of your blood and gives you an ability to exercise and have more vitality. And there's a lot of research related to seniors and vitality. And, of course, we know that if people are exercising more, they do sleep better. There's a very strong connection there. And I think that, of course, we see as our Americans are more and more stuck on their computers and their phones and moving less and less, I think that has a very close relationship to our inability to have very restful sleep, as you were mentioning, Dr. Mike.
Right. Tell us about the cordyceps and what exactly those are. I'm the senior scientist for the Life Extension Foundation, and we use cordyceps in some energy formula. But they're kind of a unique little species. Why don't you tell us a little bit about cordyceps and what they are?
Yes, it's a fascinating mushroom. A bit of a yuck factor to it when it's in the wild.
Yeah,
it's in nature. It's parasitic on the larvae of a moth that lives at very high elevations in the Himalayas. We were able to now cultivate it in the laboratory, and it's much more affordable and consistent in, as a laboratory cultured organism. We grow it on oats rather than the insects, and so that part of it's gone. But it's a very remarkable mushroom. Increases ATP synthesis in the cellular mitochondrial apparatus. It's known to open up airways. Very good for respiratory conditions. Helps oxygenate the blood. Increases the hemoglobin content of the red blood cells. The number of red blood cells. It's a really remarkable mushroom that a lot of sports people are using.
Yeah, I'll just add to that also that I think a lot of sleep issues are related to caffeine intake, specifically, you know, synthetic caffeine. And as you mentioned, cordyceps is wonderful as a natural energy product because it's your own ability to produce energy through oxygen delivery in your aerobic system. So it gives you good natural energy, and then you don't have that crash factor that you have with high sugar, refined sugar, and loads of caffeine.
Are there any mushroom species specifically that you find more helpful for sleep?
Well, in traditional Chinese medicine, where we have the longest database of their effective use, the reishi mushroom is used a lot for sleep conditions. It tends to help calm the central nervous system. Another mushroom that's used a lot in sleep disorders in traditional Chinese medicine is lion's mane mushroom. It also has some functions as a nerve tonic to help with neural health, protect the function of the myelin sheath, and in moderate doses, it's definitely functions as a sleep aid. We found in higher doses it actually really augments the dream states, that you really get vivid dreams if you take larger doses of the lion's mane. But in moderate doses, both the reishi and the lion's mane have been used a lot. All the mushrooms tend to have a adaptogenic stress sort of balancing effect, but particularly those mushrooms are get the most attention.
Nina, if I'm going to do mushrooms to help me sleep, is this something that I do right before bedtime, a couple hours before bedtime? Is there a best time to take them?
I like splitting up the doses of when I take the mushroom powders. I take some in the morning, some in the night. I wouldn't take it too late in the night. I would take it at dinner time, basically, or slightly before dinner time in a partially empty stomach or nearly empty stomach. Too late in the evening might, you don't want to sleep with it necessarily. And basically just sort of putting the powder in with your dinner is a convenient way of doing it. Because, you know, these mushrooms are best used as tonics taken on a daily basis. So if you're having to prepare and find and preserve and cook the fresh mushrooms, a lot of times you don't have the time. But in this powdered form, it's very convenient to just make it a part of your daily regimen.
So does the if I use the powder in the cooking, can it be used almost like a thickener for sauces, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, actually, it's excellent in sauces. It acts as a bit of a thickening agent. It's also excellent in salad dressings. Makes them appear to be a little bit more creamy, and it's a wonderful way of getting mushrooms to your whole family. So if you would find someone who was maybe a little resistant to try some unique mushrooms or take some capsules, having a powder in with a dish that your family is already eating, or a soup or a stew, as I mentioned, is a really great
way. Dr. Carter and Steve, we're going to have to leave it there. I went to your site, mushroommatrix.com. Great site. I see you have stuff for dogs there. I'm going to check that out. Thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.